Today is the final day to file for the New Hampshire primary on the presidential race coming up on February 11th here in New Hampshire, first in the nation presidential primary. And Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey will file for the New Hampshire primary as a candidate for president today. He'll be there in Concord at the very popular desk of Secretary of State Bill Gardner. And Senator Cory Booker joins me this morning on WTSN. Senator, good morning. Welcome from one Jersey boy to another. How are you?
It is so good. It's so good. I'm surprised you didn't play a little Bruce to lead into this interview.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe I will think about that. That's not a bad idea. How are you? I mean, here's the final day of filing, and you're making a splash in New Hampshire today with a couple of events, and you're going to file at 8:30 today. How important is this primary to you? I mean, even if you don't win the primary, coming in second, third, or fourth in New Hampshire, moving to South Carolina, always an important part of this process.
Yeah, there's no pathway for us without going through this great Granite State, and that's why we poured so much energy. I've been to all 10 counties, met with thousands and thousands of folks, have actually got more endorsements from state elected leaders than any other candidate in the field. The Granite State's made me a better candidate since February coming up here, and just really excited about today. I've been reading about this really since I've been conscious in politics, and I'm just excited to walk through this historic pathway, which is, to me, again, the only pathway, really, to the presidency.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I mean, this country seems to be, obviously, you know this, I know this, most of our listeners know this. We're at a political divide. There's a lot of division here. What does it take to heal this country right now? What does it take?
Well, to be really just clear, this is why I'm running. We've said this from the very beginning. My video launching my campaign talked about this nation having having common pain, but we've got to get back to a sense of common purpose. The next president, especially after this one that has done so much demeaning, dividing, and degrading of Americans, the next president has to be a healer, has to be someone that can unite us to that common cause. And I'm running because that's my history, from pulling the state of New Jersey together to turn around its biggest city, to actually passing the only piece of major bipartisan legislation under this president. My career has been about uniting folks, and I believe the mission of my generation of Americans, our generation of Americans, has got to be to put more indivisible back into this one nation under God.
Let me ask you this. Yesterday, there was another shooting, and of course, every time there's a shooting, this one was at a high school in California, 16-year-old. Every time there's another shooting, the discussion of, you know, gun control comes up. What do we do? Is it mental health? Is it guns? Is it illegal guns? All this stuff. I mean, is there anything really, in your estimation, that really can be done to stop these shootings? We hear about them almost every other day, it seems.
Well, this goes to your first point. I mean, we as Americans agree on this. Literally, 90% plus of Americans agree on common sense background checks, over 80% on gun licensing, which the states that have done it, like Connecticut, saw a 40% drop in shooting. It's not that we don't know what to do. It's not that we don't agree. It's that we have not had the political will to do it. And so, look, this is not a policy issue for me. I live in one of those communities that sees violence in a chillingly regular way. The only candidate for president that lives in a black and brown inner city community where, frankly, I had a boy, young man that I knew, watched him grow up, Shahad Smith, killed on my block last year with an assault rifle. So this is not like other presidential candidates. I'm going to the White House with a passion on this issue that will have never been seen before, and I'm going to bring a fight to those minor interest groups like the corporate gun lobby that want to stop us from doing the common sense thing that we know will protect our children and our families. Enough is enough. I'm bringing the fight, and we are going to win.
Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey joins me this morning on News Talk 98.1 WTSN. He files today for the New Hampshire primary up at the State House at that very popular desk of Bill Gardner, which is quite amazing. It's been kind of a paparazzi desk for all this week. You know, with so many candidates, Senator, I have to ask you, I mean, the reason you got in, you've told us the reason you got in, but what makes you different? What makes you different than any other Democrat candidate out there? Because at one point we had like 25 different candidates. We're down to maybe under 20 now. I can't keep count anymore. Need a scorecard, I guess. But what makes you really different, Senator?
Well, I think this is the reason why in New Hampshire, more elected leaders are choosing my campaign than any other. These are not your statewide. These are people that represent towns and communities. And it's really two things. One is I have the experience of being a city council person, a mayor that turned around my state's largest city in a dramatic fashion. And so I have the executive experience. I've been a United States senator that got things done in Washington by working across the aisle. And then it's that larger vision. Look, I'm sorry. This election is not a referendum simply on Donald Trump. It's a referendum on who we are going to be and who we're going to be to each other. And the Democratic Party, I say this all the time, we're not going to win by talking about what we're against. We need someone who's going to talk about what we're for. And I'm proud of my policy plans, but this is not simply about plans. It's about having a larger vision for this country. And that the Democratic Party shouldn't be simply about being Republicans, but about uniting Americans in that common cause. My message is different in that sense. I believe in us as a country and bringing us together. The lines that divide us are nowhere near as strong as the ties that bind us. And I'm the experienced person in this race who's been the chief executive in under crisis, leading an inner city 60 years of crime and corruption during a recession and turning it around, dramatically cleaning it up, as well as being the executive experience in Washington in a difficult Senate where the next president better know how to get things done there. But most importantly, I think what's speaking to the hearts of so many Granite Staters is this idea that we need a revival of civic grace. We need a more courageous empathy for one another. We need to get back to understanding what patriotism is. It's love of country. But you can't love your country unless you love your fellow countrymen and women. And love is not sentimentality. Love is service. Love is sacrifice. Love is understanding, hey, if your kids don't have free public school to go to, then my kids are lesser off. If your kids don't have great access to health care, then my kids could be bereft of their genius and their artistry and innovation. We're all in this together, and we've got to start standing together and working together in a much better way than our politics right now is just not serving.
We have just about a minute to go with Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. He's filing today for the New Hampshire primary in Concord this morning. The one thing I want to ask you, the Democrats are getting a lot of flack for this impeachment inquiry. Is this the waste of everybody's time? Because if it comes down to it, the Senate doesn't have enough votes right now to throw the president out. So why do this now? Why do this now?
Well, if we view this through a partisan lens, yeah, politics, I don't know what the politics are. I'll leave that for the pundit. But you know, I took very seriously when I stood on the Senate floor in front of the Vice President, Joe Biden, and swore my oath. I swore that I would protect and defend the Constitution. What will it say to future presidents if we say to them, do whatever you want, violate our laws, compromise our national security, partner, use your leverage of office to pursue your own political aims and ambitions? This is not a dictator. This is the President of the United States, which, according to our Constitution, have to answer to the checks and balances and oversight of Congress, and he won't even do it. He won't even release documents or let people testify. That is undermining our Constitution, and so this is about doing your duty. I swore that oath to protect and defend the Constitution. I believe this president is not doing their duty, and we should investigate him. No one is above the law.
All right.
Certainly is not. Politics be damned.
All right, Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey, filing today for the New Hampshire primary. Nice to talk to you from one Jersey guy to another. Thank you, Cory.
You got it. Thank you so much.